Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. It's an awesome Saturday, and we thank you so much for being a part of the show by listening. Let me give you the phone numbers because we'd love for you to call us as we talk about beyond irreconcilable differences. Reach out to us if you are in the midst of irreconcilable differences or you want to know what to do if they should come up. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening, whether here in Philadelphia, in Charlotte, or throughout the world if you're listening online. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Our God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning and for this opportunity to be able to share your word and give hope and inspiration to those who are hurting and direction for those who are seeking your guidance, Father. I pray that you give me the words and that truly today's program will be an encouragement, God, and an inspiration to so many, Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, today's topic is irreconcilable differences, beyond irreconcilable differences. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we assume, okay, listen, we're married, we're supposed to just figure things out and we're going to be able to reconcile. But a lot of marriages end because people cannot reconcile. Mm-hmm. They can't forgive. They can't get past the hurt. They can't change. They feel like they can't live like this anymore. And so we wanted to devote today talking about that and realizing what to do if you feel like you're at a stalemate. If you, your spouse, you just cannot figure things out. You feel like the only solution is to give up, to divorce, to walk away. And yet that's not what God says, right? God is like, you can figure things out. And so our theme scripture of the day comes from Matthew chapter 18. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background. Let me read it first. But Matthew 18, Jesus himself is talking about how to resolve conflict. How do you deal when someone sins against you, when they hurt you? Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to do a lot of different things when people hurt us. Tiffany, I don't know what it is for you. I know for me, sometimes it's you know, someone pushes me, someone hurts me. I want to push them back, mm-hmm. and then I pull away. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. You know, that's my natural temptation. For others, is, you know, they might get really upset and angry and not talk to the person anymore. Others might go and gossip about them. They won't deal with them, but they'll tell everybody else. Some people might get violent. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? You might just cuss someone out. I mean, who knows what you do when someone hurts you. But either way, we can't just go by what our natural instinct would dictate, right? We have to go back to the scripture. So in Matthew 18, in verse 15, it says, if your brother or sister sins against you, go and show them their fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. All right. So there's some steps here that need to, you know, you must take. Right. The first one is just you and that person that hurt you. You go talk to them. Doesn't say you call your mama and complain to her. You tell your girls. It doesn't say go on Facebook and I can't believe this person did this to me or they hurt me. It says go back to them. Get it resolved because, you know, 9 out of 10 times it can easily be resolved. The person might see the error of their ways. Maybe it was just a miscommunication. You know, there's forgiveness. There's the making up part. All that is good stuff. And it's like, wow, you know, this was not that big. Just hurt me a lot because of this. And so you resolve that. You've won your brother. You won your sister over. Great. You know, sometimes, though, that's not enough. You know, you go back to the person. In this case, we're discussing marriage. So could you go back to your spouse and it's still not resolved. As a matter of fact, it might even escalate. You bring someone else. That's the time to seek out counseling or just it can be from a pastor. It can be from a marriage counselor or it can even be just from a good couple or someone, you know, a little bit more mature that you trust, that's spiritual. And you go to them and sometimes, you know, they can help you and say, listen, you know, you're both wrong. And this is where you were wrong. This is where you were wrong. I do a lot of that. So it's, you know, you kind of establish that you get reconciled. But if they don't, then you tell it to the church. You tell it to the community. It becomes mm-hmm. a bigger issue, something to pray about, something to really deal with, something that it's really hurting folks. But finally, it says if they don't listen to the community, they don't listen to the church, then you treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. And this mm-hmm. one used to always get me, right? This is where I said I'll give you a little history. This one used to get me like, wow, so if someone doesn't listen, you treat them bad. You know, you treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. But then you kind of go back and say, well, Jesus loved the pagans and the tax collectors mm-hmm. more than he did the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. It's different if it would have said, treat them as you would a Pharisee or a religious hypocrite. But it mm-hmm. says, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. And I love the Message translation because basically what this scripture is referring to is, you can't use the Bible to reason with them because mm-hmm. they're not believing the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's what a pagan or a tax collector would do. They're not living by the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And so you have to win them over. And so it's almost like you're trying to convert someone over again. So what do? Mm-hmm. You take the high road. You love them, but you look at them as, you know what? I can't reason with them with the scriptures. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to hopefully win them over with my life. Mm-hmm. And that's how you treat someone the way you would treat a pagan or a tax collector. Mm-hmm. And so for all of us who are married and are trying to fix this, a lot of times we get really stuck when the person just will not respond to the scriptures. You know, they just won't mm-hmm. change. Well, mm-hmm. what do? You treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. You love them. You try to win them over with your life. You don't try to, you know, beat them over the head over and over again. You're like, they just don't get it right now. Let me pray. Maybe this is a great time to fast about the relationship. But mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you necessarily give up or that you cannot reconcile. Now, there are those instances when someone absolutely doesn't want this, they walk away, then that's on them, but not because you weren't willing to do everything you can do. So, again, we want to hear from you. We mm-hmm. we hope today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. We're excited. We're just 2 weeks away, literally two weeks from our Inspiration and Music Conference, mm-hmm. our specific workshop, the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop. It's doing great. You guys are purchasing your tickets, you're registering, but I just want to tell you, don't be left out in the dark, right? Don't miss out on this. I know many of you have been on the fence. You visited the website. We could tell because we're getting a lot of hits on the website, but we just want to encourage you, make today the day that you mm-hmm. register. Go ahead and do that. The Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop is going to be amazing. It always is, but it seems like every year it gets better and better mm-hmm. and better. We have some amazing guests, including David and Tamala Mann from Meet the Browns. Of course, we know Tamala sings that amazing song, Take Me to the King. Mm-hmm. But they're awesome. They're funny. They're real. They keep it very real. And you know, you'll be able to meet my wife and I will be there. We'll have some other experts and some great panelists. You don't want to miss this. Last year was the greatest one so far, and I believe this year is going to even surpass that.
All right, and the number to reach us right now is 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. So I know we're going to be taking a break in like a minute.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to encourage you, go ahead and pick up the phone, call the number. Just in case you missed it, once again.
We are talking about beyond irreconcilable differences. So if you're experiencing that right now, or if you want to know what to do, should it happen, this is the time to call 855-454-5905.
And we want to give you some advice, some input, some encouragement. Let's have a conversation about that. Are there differences that you just can't seem to reconcile with your spouse? You've hit a roadblock trying to figure out what to do. You don't want to give up on your relationship, but you feel like I have to do something. I mean, I'm losing my mind. This is hurtful. I don't want to lose the marriage, but I don't feel like I have any other option. We want to hear from you. We want to encourage you. Go ahead and give us a call. And we're going to take a brief break. But when we come back, we'll go ahead and take your calls and we'll have a great time, you know, having some conversation here with our Bibles open and seeing what God has to say about your situation.
All right. Again, the number is 855-454-5905. Stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
And now.
to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So today we're talking about beyond irreconcilable differences. Are you experiencing that with your spouse this morning? Do you need some advice? Are you wondering what to do to avoid that? Or you just have questions about it? Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Let's start off the morning with a conversation with Sheila, who is calling in from Delaware. Sheila, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
All right, we're doing great, Sheila. You. What can we help you with today?
Well, you know what? I'm not in a relationship. I don't have a spouse. However, I have friends. And in times past, when a situation would arise, I will walk away. Mm-hmm. Because to me, to have a disagreement was like the worst thing in the world. However, God blessed me with a female friend that, this time I had to determine in my mind, when something happens, I'm not going to walk away. I'm going to keep my friend. And some of the worst things has happened.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago, we had a situation, and I could not shake it, and I did not know what was the problem. But she's the kind of person that she's determined to work it out, like mm-hmm. no matter what, just determined to work it out. And I wanted to work it out too, but there was a part of me that wanted to give up because we seemed like we were just at a stalemate.
Okay.
Well, we continue to talk like every day, continue to pray. We're both Christians. And so what came out of it was that she said something, and it was this, about different people have different love language, the ways in which they express themselves in a relationship, you know, be it male or female, you know, just a friend, you know,
sure.
They have different ways. And when she said that, something clicked. The way that she had violated me is a way that I would have never violated her, because it was a way that I expressed myself to show my love and my care and my concern for her.
Sure.
And she had violated that and acted like it was nothing, and mm-hmm. it hurt me. And at first, I didn't know. But when she said that, everything just came together. We've been back on track. Like I said, that took a whole year, for it to come out. But we're back on track with our friendship and everything, and it's as strong as it was before, if not better.
Well, Sheila, first of all, let me congratulate you, because a lot of people go through their entire lives running away from relationships.
Yeah.
And I see that quite often. And then they wonder, what's the problem? Now, here's the thing. Some people will hurt you, and there are some times where it's not you. But I think you started noticing a pattern, right? You started noticing that anytime you were hurt,
yes.
you walked away and you were done. Except
yes.
that this time you said, I can't do that. Plus, you ended up with someone, having a friendship with someone that took this very seriously. They were spiritual about it.
Yes.
They were like, we have to have a solution. And one day you finally got it. And I think that's a victory. I hope and pray that many are listening and realize that it's not always the other person. Sometimes it's the situation. It's
right.
not always deliberate. And especially mm-hmm. what you said is so important. If two people are Christians, why can't they work it out? And I think it's because they don't persevere. They're not willing
right.
to work through the hurt, or willing to be humble enough to examine themselves
exactly.
instead of just pointing the finger. And I think what you've done, Sheila, is phenomenal. And I want
right.
to encourage you to keep growing in your relationships. You're saying you're not married, but this will prepare you. If you plan to get married one day, this is great preparation, because
mm-hmm.
there will be conflict. And guess what? You end up marrying someone, that person will hurt you.
Yes.
Your future
yeah,
husband
definitely.
Will not be perfect. And then instead of running away, you can say, we need to work this out. And
mm-hmm.
there's a way to work it out.
And see, and this is why I call, because I look at it as preparation for me. Because, you know, I'm coming from a family where, you know, my parents weren't together. And, you know, back in the day, they didn't tell you why.
Sure.
You know, so I went through my life not knowing why my parents were together. And if I got in a debate with anybody, oh, I'm just walking away, because I figured that the relationship was going to dissolve anyway.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
But all these people, I cared about them, and I loved them with all my heart. But yet, I walked away without giving a relationship a chance. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing it again. And so, like what you're saying, and I totally agree, which is why I call, because I felt like I could speak to this even though I was not married.
No, and
you know,
that's great.
This is preparation for me. You know, you get into a marriage and God's ordained it, you can't walk away.
Absolutely.
You hang in there. Continue to pray and trust God and treat each other with love and care.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it, Sheila. Thank you, and continue to have victories with your relationships. It's so encouraging to hear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the program.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
All right, our phone number is 855-454-5905.
You know, it's interesting, Tiffany, that although Sheila's not married, she's able to make that connection. It really is about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, marriage is a relationship. You know, your friendships, if you can't resolve things with your friends now, what makes you think that you'll be able to resolve things later with your spouse? And let me tell you, the person you marry will be able to hurt you more than anybody else because you give your heart to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife and I say this all the time, is we have the potential to encourage and love one another like no one else, but we also have the potential to hurt one another like no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really are vulnerable when it comes to this. So we have to be able to resolve this. For those just tuning in, we're talking about beyond irreconcilable differences. You know, if we can't reconcile, what happens if you're in a relationship, you feel like you've tried everything and it doesn't seem to be able to change, you're still hurting, it seems like the only escape is probably divorce or separation, you feel like giving up, but deep inside you know that that's not the way, especially if you're both Christians, you're trying to figure this out, it's just so hurtful, so difficult. What do you do? Our theme scripture comes from Matthew 18, and we talked about how Jesus himself gives us the teachings of how to resolve conflict. We've talked about that, but we do want to hear from you. We want you to get in on the conversation, and we want to offer you some advice, some encouragement, some inspiration from God's word regarding your relationships.
All right, and the number is 855-454-5905.
And you know what's interesting, too? I know we have some calls coming in. We're going to go ahead and take them in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we offer so much hope. I'm so grateful for the workshop that we have, the Marriage Beyond the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop that's coming up at the Inspiration and Music Conference in just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's March the 29th. If you're in Charlotte, it's worth coming up for this trip. There's a lot going on that weekend, believe it or not. We're starting with some performances, I believe, that Friday night. That's always big. A lot of up-and-coming artists as well as some very established artists.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the workshops. There are a ton of the workshops.
Right.
And, of course, our Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop with special guests David and Tamela Mann. It's going to be phenomenal. And then after that, we got the big concert.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Too many names to name. We'll tell you a little bit more later who's going to be there. But that's huge, bigger than ever. We had to get a bigger venue because last year we just couldn't fit everyone. There were thousands of people there, and we did not have enough space. So don't miss out on this. And then the next day is something we're working here with the Praise Philly station. I'm helping my wife to put together an event. It's going to be an event. I know, Tiffany, you're going, and it's for women only. All this information is on the Praise Philly site. So you can go to praisephilly.com, look up events, look up the workshop, register for these things before it's too late. Great opportunity. Do it today. And, you know, sometimes we say, hey, we're going to do it. You don't want to look back and say, wow, I missed this, because it doesn't come around all the time.
That is true. So you can go to praisephilly.com to find out all of the information there. But to reach us here, you can call 855-454-5905. Let's speak with Dorothy calling in from the Garden State, New Jersey. Good morning, Dorothy. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good.
We're doing very well. And I believe you're telling our producer you're having an issue you need some help with.
Yes. Right now I'm in the my husband and I, we've been married for almost 9 years next month. Just a little background. He's the son of a pastor, and he has two brothers that are pastors. And he's a deacon in his church. The problem I'm having is I'm trying to figure out how to deal with I want to call him narcissist, because everything that goes on in our marriage is always about him. And I'll just give you the latest incident that happened.
Okay.
On Tuesday, he called me on my job. He was at a doctor's office getting ready to have a procedure done. I'm at work, so he calls me. He says, honey, can you contact the insurance company to find out if we need referral for this procedure I'm about to have done? Now, he's a 52-year-old man, and, you know, I'm at work. He's at the doctor's office, so I'm feeling like, okay. I said, hon, look, I'm at work, so you're going to have to talk when I call these insurance people. And then I proceeded to get the information out of my purse, and I asked them, I guess that's, this was my mistake. I said, "What? Do you have your insurance card on you?" And then he just said, "You know what? Never mind. I'll do it. I'll do it." And he hung up the phone on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I have to say is my husband and I live in separate states, and the reason for that is because of our jobs. But we do travel back and forth to see each other like every other week.
Okay.
So because of the recent incident that happened, and then a couple weeks ago we had another incident while we were away in Oklahoma, I'm trying to decide if I should stay in this marriage or just ask for separation.
Well, Dorothy, first of all, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of procedure was he having, if you don't mind?
He was having his first colonoscopy.
Okay.
And then he changed it up by saying, you know, tell your job it's an emergency. I work for the state of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy because at my job, I'm a secretary. I have people coming to me throughout the day and, you know, in need of things. And if I'm on my cell phone, I don't want to have to explain to them I'm on the
phone.
You know?
Well, let me just interject there, Dorothy. It's a few things. Number one, we're speaking to you, right, not your husband. So I think, first of all, you got to be able to take ownership of what you could have done differently. Now, I'm not speaking for your husband. I'm just making assumptions. And I would, as a man, 52 years old, you're saying this is his first colonoscopy. This must have probably been a big deal for him. I'm not trying to put words into his mouth or even give him excuses. But it seems to me that if this was that big of a deal for him, maybe it would have been a good idea to be there or for him somehow. Again, maybe that wasn't possible. But I know for me, I need my wife for a lot of these things. It sounds very simple as getting a referral. But, you know, sometimes as men, we don't think about these things. And I'm not excusing that. He should have not hung up the phone. But you could tell he was obviously very, very hurt and frustrated and probably very nervous about this procedure. So I think the only thing you can do at this point, Dorothy, and the only control you have is what you do. Having humility, having grace goes a long way. Instead of just saying, listen, you did this. Now, I'm sure there's a buildup there, and that's what's dangerous. And what concerns me about this is that I don't think you're talking about just this situation.
Oh, no,
you're talking about many things. And that, to me, shows that you and your husband are not getting resolved. So there's a buildup. There's a buildup. For you to feel like, all right, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I feel like giving up. It's because you've built this up for so long. Then now it's like a volcano that wants to erupt. It's like, oh, forget it. You know, this is too much. And really, this can't be about just he forgot his insurance card and needed you to help him and he was irresponsible. I mean, this goes deeper. And I think, Dorothy, you're going to have to figure out, number one, how you and your husband can figure out a marriage that you can actually be together. Being in two separate states, that is a huge disadvantage. There's potential for a lot. There's, number one, the lack of communication. Number two, the devil and his schemes, the temptation that you can have. And I just think that I don't know how much you and your husband counted the cost throughout these 9 years, but to be living separately like this, it's a recipe for a disaster. And so have you and your husband talked about just a plan, mapping it out, how you can get together, figure out how to get help with your relationship and live a life, a marriage that can function?
In the beginning, in the first 5 years, we were doing that, but recently he shows no interest, you know, because he's working, he has a business in his state that he's residing in,
mm-hmm.
and his full-time job as well, but they are the priority.
Okay.
And I'm not anymore, and he's actually told me in so many words, you know, that the business is first.
So he was living in New Jersey and moved away?
No, we never lived in the same state together.
That's what I'm saying.
But at my church, he came in some years ago. He's a producer.
But Dorothy, let me ask you this. Why would you build a marriage together and never plan on being at the same place?
We did plan in the beginning. That's what
Okay. So from the beginning,
but
you had a plan?
In the last few years, it's just not been any talk about it. I mean, even now, he talks about retiring in the next 10 years, but it's not us together.
Wow.
You know, it's just him, you know. And I'm going to tell you the incident that happened a couple of weeks ago in Oklahoma. I'm going to make it real brief.
Please, we need to be brief. We have quite a few callers just waiting.
I understand. he was at his job working training, and I took the truck one day because I just flew there to be with him for the week. I asked him for the truck, so I went to run around and do some things while he was in training that night. He asked me, he said, well, can you pick me up at 12 midnight? That's what time the training ended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not my time of night, and I knew he was getting off at 12. I fell asleep. I ended up oversleeping. He called me about 11 o'clock and said, I didn't answer the phone because I was asleep. So I ended up jumping up 20 minutes to 12. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm late. I called him right up. I said, honey, I'm on the way. He said, well, class was over at 10 o'clock. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. So I got there. He's mad. He's upset. As soon as he gets in the truck, he's like, you have to start looking out for me more because he's a diabetic. And I'm like, hon, I fell asleep. And I always the first to apologize when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I apologized. I said, I'm sorry. And, you know, I fell asleep. That wasn't good enough. So he got upset with me. He got upset. He stayed upset with me until Saturday sometime. We finally, you know, talked about it. But, I mean, just at least understand that's not my time of night. I'm normally in the bed by 9 o'clock. But he was so mad to the point where I called Southwest to try to book a flight back home that night.
But you know what? It wasn't just your husband that was upset. You're very upset about this. And you know what I notice in your marriage, what you share? And I want to share this passage with you. Romans 12, verse 17. When you have time, study this out for yourself. Mm-hmm. It says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful that you do what's right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And Dorothy, it just sounds like because you're hurt, you want to hurt back. I mean, even the way you share about your husband, I'm sure there's a reason you married him. And I'm sure he wasn't always like this, or because you weren't hurt by him this way. But I do think that although you had the humility to say, okay, I blew it, I did, it also, for some reason, and again, I can't speak for him because he's not on the phone, but I would say that there's a part of him that probably feels like, listen, why aren't you more with him? Maybe he feels like you choose your career. Again, I don't know this. But I know this one thing, Dorothy, is that if you don't examine your life and you don't figure out how you can be the best possible wife, you're going to miss out on some things as well. Because I believe that in your situation, it's not just your husband, it's the both of you that have to change things. And the way that it sounds like from you, or at least from your point of view, is that he's the problem and he needs to change. Where I really think it's the marriage from the beginning didn't start off the right way, and this is a buildup, and you both have done things that have really hurt one another. And I just want you to examine that and pray about that. Because if God starts revealing that to you, I think you would be able to have a lot more humility and a lot more grace in dealing with your relationship. Okay? You called. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I receive that.
Amen. And if you have some close friends that really love you and that are spiritual, I would share this conversation with them and ask them what they think. Okay. Well, Dorothy, thank you so much. We really appreciate your phone call. And please, you know, call us, you know, a few weeks from now and, you know, give us an update.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right, Dorothy. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Today's topic, Beyond Irreconcilable Differences, and we welcome your phone call with your questions and comments at 855-454-5905. Let's go to T. Is it T?
No,
that's
Sherry.
Next? Oh, Sherry. Sherry. Okay, I'm sorry. Sherry calling in from the Philadelphia area. Sherry, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Okay. Is this Sherry? We just want to make sure.
Yes, okay. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. So tell us, I think you have some, like, actually a victory story, I believe, to share with us.
Yeah, I do. My husband and I, we've been together for 20 years, and so we're both in our early 40s, so you know how long that's been. We were young when we got together, and but we've always been with one another. And the past couple of years, I want to say the past 4 or 5, it's been kind of rocky. Now, there wasn't any infidelity. It was just irreconcilable differences. I think we kind of realized we were dealing with the 40-year-old us, not the 25 or 30-year-old us, and we were kind of different people, even though we were the same. But it had gotten to the point where I actually filed for a divorce because it was just like neither one of us were happy. We weren't doing, you know, it just wasn't working, and I just didn't feel that it was fair
We're listening.
Oh, okay. I didn't feel that it was fair that we would both be so unhappy and hurting one another. And I can just thank God because, you know, I always tell my husband, I'm like, you know, thank you for, because I'm just like, okay, let's just leave it and go. And from one conversation, you know, we've been slowly but surely working things out. We're not divorced, and we actually are working it out, and we're actually happy.
So tell me, what happened exactly? So you were about to file for divorce, and your husband was like, no, we got to figure something out.
Well, at this point, we had gotten to the point where I had actually filed, because I think the year before I had told him that I had actually filed, and he had agreed, and he, you know,
so he's about to sign the papers too.
I'm sorry.
He was going to sign the papers as well.
He said he was. He kept asking me where they were. The lawyer hadn't. I think it was divine intervention. The papers hadn't arrived. And then one night he was just really honest with me. Like, he just came upstairs and he, you know, first he was fussing at me. I'm like, well, it really doesn't matter at this point. And then, you know, he's like, I'm frustrated. And we just really had, you know, we had talked before, but I think we really heard each other. You know, we really communicated, because I guess, you know, the actual thought of us not being together and dealing with that, it was really emotional. It was really tough. It wasn't easy. It was really, really tough.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that now, you know, when you get into a relationship, a lot of times you know how you feel. You know what you feel about things.
Of course.
You know what hurts you.
Sometimes
you don't take, you know, because I've done everything that I could do. And I think, I don't know which one of my friends asked me, you know, are you sure you did everything you could do? And, you know, I had to really look at it. That past year, I hadn't done everything I could do. What I had done was I had decided that I'm not going to argue with you anymore. If you do things that I don't like, I'm just going to deal with it, because I was like, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm just, you know, I'll deal with it internally, and it's not healthy.
I got you. Now Sherry, I do want to continue on. We have a bunch of other callers that want to call, but I think that's a victory, though. So what was it? What was that turning point where, was it you? Was it your husband? Was it a time that you just had a conversation, a prayer time? What changed that, the fact that you were already heading towards divorce? What changed?
I think it was both of us. I can say more so my husband, because that might be a human thing for me to say. Mm-hmm. You know, the reality had set into me that, wait a second, this might really be final. This might be over. And I really felt like I was losing a limb. Like, you know, you hear people, you're losing a limb and they still think it's there. And it was like, how do you separate this after being together for so long? And, you know, and I think he got it, because, you know, it was easy for him to say, oh, well, okay, yeah, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. And then a couple of weeks later, he's not working on this or working on that anymore, or taking, and, you know, it's like, oh, that's not that big.
No,
you know, it's just her being emotional, or it's just, and I think.
Well, he took it serious. And I think, Sherry, this is a victory that I hope and pray that others that are at that point, maybe have filed or thinking about filing or about to sign the final divorce papers, that you said something, it was divine intervention. And, you know, sometimes that time gives us room to say, you know what, maybe this is a big mistake. We've been half of our lives we've been together, and we're both trying to do this God's way. Why can't we figure this out? Why can't we reconcile? And then you do, and you get to that point. You're like, wait a minute, do I really want to do this? Do I want to walk away from this marriage, this husband I love, this wife I love? So I think, Sherry, this is absolutely a victory. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Are you going to be joining us at our Inspiration and Music conference?
When is it? I work two jobs and go to school and have three kids. So I.
Hey, I don't want you to be going back to that filing a divorce paper. That's a lot you got going on.
No. I'm not going to do that. Actually, I'll look it up online
It's 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, March the 29th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
Okay.
So go to praisephilly.com, register today, make room, make time. You and your husband need that time together. And I tell you, I guarantee it's going to be so inspiring for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a blessed day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's speak with T now, calling in from Detroit. T, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you so much for your call today. And I believe you're having a situation in your marriage and you need some guidance, some encouragement. So share with us, please.
Yes. In regards to the topic, I'm on the brink of giving up. Me and my husband have been married. It'll be 16 years. March 27th, we continue to have issues, and every time the topic of counseling would come up, he would run away from it. He said he don't need counseling, he needs God, but every time he goes to God, it's temporary. So for me, it's been like a pattern that every time things get hard, he go to God, but it's temporary.
Okay.
So now we're having the same issue where he's back in church. I can't go to church because I work every weekend 12 hours. So things are seeming to get on the right track again, but I just think that it would be temporary.
So let me ask you a question. Your own relationship with God right now, I know you say you're working, you can't make it to church. He keeps saying that it's about God. How are you and God doing?
Distant.
Okay. I just feel like you're losing hope because you've been disconnected with God. You know, sometimes we can go through a situation and you put God in the picture and we have hope, but you take God out the picture and it seems hopeless. And I want to encourage you. I don't know your husband, but it sounds like one or two things, right? He's either using that as an escape and just saying, God's got this and I don't really need help. Or he's really trying to be faithful and believe that God is going to work this out. I would hope that it's the latter. But whether it is or it isn't, something's missing with your relationship with God. You need to get to that point where you feel like God's going to give you a solution and work it out. Is there any way you can change your work schedule or your whatever you need to do, or find a church where you can make some services at a different time so that you can start reconnecting with God? And I'm not saying it's only at church, but the fellowship is so important to, you know, usually, you know, it's hard for us to connect with God and we don't have other saints around us that are trying to help us and encourage us and be in the fight with us.
Effective April 12th, I no longer have a job. My job is closing.
Wow.
So I see that as a blessing because, like you said, I do need that fellowship and I do need God. And I've been asking for it for so long so I can reconnect. So thank God that he's working in my favor and he's going to change it to where I can connect with him. In 2011, I left my husband. And I had an affair because I was tired and I did give up. Now we're back together. And the patterns just keep repeating itself over and over.
I'm going to say something, T. And I'm encouraged because you said that you losing your job might be a blessing. I think it is. You know, God has a way of answering our prayers. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberty here. T, I don't know you, but I hear what you're sharing. And it seems like it's time for you to turn your life around and get spiritual and rely on God. Because you mentioned the affair. I think your husband, he knew about the affair and he was forgiving.
He knew about it. I left him and had an affair.
I know, but he took you back, your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I left him, he thought it was over, and he did, but he did also.
So you both had affairs.
Right, but I was the cause of it because I left him.
Okay.
So once I left him, he did what he did. But, yeah, he forgave me, and he took me back. Sometimes that's still an issue. He brings it up. So I know he's not over it completely.
Yeah. You know what? I love this scripture. It helps me a lot. It says, therefore, he is able to save. And we know that's talking about God. It says completely to those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them, Hebrews 7:25, and that he is able to save. And sometimes we talk about salvation, we think it's just salvation for the afterlife, but really it's salvation for our lives here to prepare us for the afterlife. We can have some amazing lives. Jesus even says that we would do greater things than he did if we trust him, if we live the way he, you know, he showed us to live. And that is a life that puts God first, a life that is spiritual and connected with God. And I think, T, when you fill that missing component, you put God back in your life, God back in the picture. I think your husband is going to church, but he's lacking some things too. Obviously, if he keeps bringing up the affair, there's not true forgiveness there. Just sounds like there's some things you need healing. And you said you're about to lose your job. Use that as an opportunity to focus on your relationship with God. Now, of course, you still need to seek other employment, but really ask God to bless you with a job that won't interfere with your relationship with him, where you'll be able to worship, where you'll be able to be in a place that you can grow. Because I believe that really that's where the issue lies. And I tell you, many times I sit with couples, you know, sometimes there are issues that I'm like, all right, let's work with the issues. But really, most of the time is a disconnect with God first. And I'm like, if these people just got it, if they just really understood Christianity and lived that life, they wouldn't have these issues. And I believe that can be you and your husband, T. So I really want to encourage you, use that opportunity even before April the 12th. You know, use that time to read some things in the Bible. Look, read the Psalms, read the Proverbs. Those things are very uplifting. It's going to start giving you a lot of hope. Read scriptures about hope, you know, and realizing that God gives us so much if we depend on him. But T, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you calling this morning. All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Today, we're talking about beyond irreconcilable differences. We're going to continue with the conversation, but of course, not without you. We welcome your phone call at 855-454-5905. Are you experiencing irreconcilable differences with your spouse? Do you want to know what to do about it? This is a good time to call 855-454-5905. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we will return with more conversation after this.